Down in the bosom of Abraham, you rock, rock, rock. Down in the bosom of Abraham, you rock my soul. Down in the bosom of Abraham, you oh yeah, once again now. Oh, won't you rock my soul? Why don't you rock my soul? Why don't you rock my soul? Once again now. Oh, won't you rock my soul? Why don't you rock my soul? Just came from playing 2 hours of ping pong at my buddy's house. I love ping pong. My dad taught me how to play ping pong. Can you believe it? He was a great player 30 years ago. Probably maybe 32, 33 years ago. Taught me how to play ping pong. My dad was basically 50 years old, jumping around with me in our basement. We bought a ping pong table. And he used to whoop my butt. The stuff that he would do, he would curve that ball unbelievably. And guess what I do now? I do the same. I learned everything I learned from him. At first, he used to whoop me. He used to whoop me just because I was a bad boy. And then I eventually got even and ended up beating him. I don't know if he just kind of aged out or what, but I got pretty good at ping pong. We played ping pong in my basement for hours and hours with my friends. Many of my friends got good. Then the ping pong table moved out to the garage, and we played ping pong in an unheated garage in Northern Ontario in the winter time. I loved it so much. You know how cold it got? I'm surprised that these ping pong balls didn't even crack from the wicked shots that I would do. Slams. I could slam it both ways. What is it called? Spike it, I guess. With the forehand and the backhand. And then I do this awesome curves. The ball looks like, if you're on the other side of the ping pong table, you hit it and the ball dips way down. I'm literally hitting the ball off the ground just before it hits the ground and it gets back into play. I'm swiping at it and it's like a curve. When it hits the table, it just spins out of control. So I just finished 2 hours. My good friend who's in our Thunder Bay Legends group does Neil Diamond. Who else does he do? Tim McGraw. Alan Jackson. Country guy, you know, country through and through. He only has country music in his truck. Of course he's got a truck. Got a camper, but he's not into NASCAR. And we had a blast. He bought the ping pong table for his son because his son is stuck on video games. That's all he does, doesn't come out of the room. And his son was out there. So I think his son's about 18, 19 years old. And he bought it for him just to kind of get him out of that computer chair. And he was out there when I got there playing, and he's not too bad. But I won probably 10 games. My friend won maybe 6, maybe 5. So I did pretty good. And you get to learn how a player plays. Ping pong was so much fun. No one can say that it's not a workout. It's a workout. First, we started playing up to 11. And I told him, well, when my dad taught me, we were playing up to 21. So we switched it to 21. And I wore a good sweat. I woke up. I had a good sweat. Just want to explain to you the crazy weather situation here. It is nuts. It's raining and snowing at the same time. The weather is 0 degrees, so it's really confused what it wants to do. One thing is for sure, the snow is heavy, heavy, heavy. It is very sticky, wet snow. I just pulled into the driveway, did some Instagramming. I'm looking at one of the bushes in front of the house right now, and it's heavy, heavy from the wet snow. Even this tree, everything's bare. I'm looking around. Everything is bare from leaves, of course. But the wet snow on these branches are making these trees look like they're sad, crying, but still beautiful at the same time. It's finally stopped snowing. It was snowing like mad. It was those huge flakes, probably the size of, I don't know, it's hard to say, but probably the size of a Kellogg's cornflake was falling and didn't stop. But I just got home, wanted to just say I had a great night with my buddy Jim playing ping pong. Always loved ping pong. Even had a table at this house that I live in now for a while. And before the kids came, we used to have that set up and we used to play all the time. Loved playing ping pong. I really get competitive about it too. Great stories. Hope you're having a great day. Thanks for listening to the From the Podcast. Best of the season to you, and we will talk to you very soon.